League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you love Beyonce, honey, you might want to move to Connecticut. We'll tell you why.
And Armie Hammer got an unusual birthday gift. Don't worry, it wasn't edible.
Plus, was Timothy Chalamet body shamed by Hollywood? Lots of tea to spill, so
let's get this started.
In here. All right, y'all, Tiffany Haddish has dealt with a lot of wild stuff since she got famous. But check out this moment she just shared. She said, "My craziest fan encounter was when a woman drove all the way from Chicago, came to my house, and started rapping into my Ring camera." She said God told her that I could make her music career happen. Wow. Now, why would the rapping lady go to Tiffany Haddish, who's a comedian's house, and not to Twista's house
Tiffany
from Chicago?
Tiffany lying. She want to stay relevant, honey. Oh, hi, Tiffany. But, girl, who does
that? Why would she lie about
a crazy
that?
Person
Somebody
does
probably
that.
Didn't
well,
do
how
that.
How do people know where her house is? You could just walk up to her Ring cam and just start
people
rapping.
People in Chicago sometimes know where people live.
That's the crazy thing. She should have put a billboard up like the woman did for Tyler Perry and got discovered. Here's
but if God specifically told her to seek out Tiffany Haddish,
some people
you
don't
be
have it all.
To the words of the Lord.
Sometimes those messages from God are so incredibly strangely specific, you know? Like,
yeah, some people are challenged sometimes.
That's a different voice.
Yeah.
Well, I want God to tell me a lot of stuff, too, to do, honey. Let's see if I do it, honey.
I hope he doesn't.
You got to bow your head a little longer, maybe.
I do what?
No. Bow your head a little. You're like, don't pray quick.
I know. I stay at the mic, but still.
That might be why.
I'm singing.
All right. On his Armie Hammer Time podcast, Armie just had a guest who knows him very well, and that's his mother, Drew. Now, Armie, who has two kids, just turned 38 in August, and instead of giving him money, his mom decided to buy him a vasectomy.
Wow. Ooh.
So he went in for the consultation, and when it came time to make a payment, he had to fess up about who was financing the procedure. Check it out.
Are you going to be putting it on a credit card? I don't know. My credit cards won't cover this. My mother's going to be calling you, and she's going to be paying for it. And she was like looking down, and she goes, "What?" And I go, "Yes, my mother gave me this as a birthday present."
He is the white Jonathan Majors.
That's so interesting.
His fall from great, because he was in everything for a second. His fall from great, they're going to write a book about it.
We know Timothy Chalamet because of Armie Hammer.
Would you be embarrassed if you had to say my mom is paying for my vasectomy as a almost 40-year-old adult?
But it was a gift, though. You turn it down a gift. They say don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Take the money and do something else.
She don't want all them grandbabies, all them little illegitimate babies running around, so she's doing the right thing by saving him, by paying for a vasectomy.
It's a strange gift.
It
we
is.
Can say that, right? It's
yeah.
a strange thing for a mother to give.
Unless he told her he wanted that.
Well, I would question how much my mother liked my kids if she wanted to make sure I didn't have
exactly,
more.
Right.
My mother hates me so much, she wants to make sure I don't have any more copies possible.
And if you dash hard up for cash, you actually could not get the vasectomy and make money at the banks.
Wait, oh, those banks.
Yeah.
Food banks?
Yeah.
Depends on what your diet consists
yeah,
of, but
I mean,
nah, just
All right, we're moving on to Armie's Call Me By Your Name co-star, Timothy Chalamet. He's been in a lot of big movies, but when he was starting out, he got some discouraging advice. He said, if I auditioned for The Maze Runner or Divergent, the feedback was always, oh, you don't have the right body. I had an agent that called me and said, you got to put on weight. So instead of big action movies, he made a name for himself with smaller, more character-driven films.
I mean, you gotta use what you got.
Use what you're given.
Yeah, use who you are and what you have.
He was great in that Wonka movie. I don't know if y'all saw it.
He was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He needs to just play those sorts of weird, eccentric roles. Like, even him in Dune. Even when he's Dune and he's, like, representing the House of Atreides and he's on all the spice and he's riding a giant sandworm. I'm like, Timothy can't take me.
Does he have a booty? Because people say in college, Jenna should hook him up with a booty. Is his butt not big? I mean, he looks fine.
We're not really looking at his butt.
Look at that man in that photo. Does that look like a man who has a big butt?
He looks nice in that suit, though.
He looks good, like, yeah.
He could fit in an overall pocket.
Yeah.
He real thin. he a little dude.
The wind could take him out.
That's Kylie Jenner's boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Travis Scott to...
Yeah, she getting sick of these doggone black men stressing her, so she got with this man.
All right, y'all. Beyonce is one of the most recognizable stars in the world, but if you need to know more about her, we've got some news for you.
Huh?
Next year, Yale will be offering a class focusing on Queen Bee's career from her 2013 album Beyonce up through this year's Cowboy Carter. And Beyonce's internet, as we call it, pointing out that tuition for Yale runs about $67,000 a year. So are y'all surprised to have this class when you can just Google her?
Yeah, but I'm angry. They should have had a Spelman. Why are they going to put it at Yale?
Clark,
yeah, put it at HBCU.
Why?
Where it'd be cheaper.
Why?
$67,000 is a lot of money to know about Beyonce coming from Houston. And
that don't matter. She's going to be a part of the curriculum. That is so dope. Congratulations to her.
Gary, if you could have gotten a degree in any celebrity in college, what celebrity would you have gotten a degree in?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson? All right.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I love Geraldine, and it would make me hone my craft. I could have been more in drag than sitting here. I could have learned more about how to do drag, because Flip Wilson did drag Geraldine.
Yep, you're right.
I would have loved that.
Okay, and how's that coming so far?
It's not.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Thank you
know, we love it when you do drag here.
You do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The wigs.
Yeah.
The dress.
Mm-hmm. You ought to see what's under those dresses. Oh, my God.
All right. I know y'all love when people mess up board game shows, and we do, too. So we got another one for you.
Okay, what you got?
Yo, this took me out earlier. A contestant named Will thought he knew the answer on Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-oh.
But this dude should be the poster child for being strong and wrong. Check this out.
Oh, man.
I'd like to buy you.
Well, you're gonna get three U's.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I'd like to solve the puzzle. Uh-oh.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
A round of sausage?
A round of
what?
Over
to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah,
treat yourself a round of sausage?
And he's got the A down there.
And treat didn't fit right there?
There weren't enough spaces to suffice for the words that he thought was supposed to be there.
He needs glasses.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Yeah, you know what he was thinking.
And that woman standing next to him.
You know what he was thinking.
You ever treat yourself to a round of sausage?
Yeah.
A little sausage flight at the breakfast spot
all the time.
Holy
Brat sausages at that.
Wow.
No, those are brats, bitch.
Brats.
Those are brats. Yeah.
Don't throw me in there. You can have all them sausages, honey.
I don't think you will ever eat sausage ever again.
Ever.
Also, you lose like this on Wheel of Fortune, you are never living it down.
This is horrible. Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
He's gonna be walking around at Walmart and people just lean around the corner and yell at him. You know, like,
hey, they're gonna treat yourself to the round of sausage.
There you go.
He needs to be a spokesperson for one of them Jimmy Dean's joints.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Yes,
and then the other thing that's so funny about it is that give yourself a round of applause is kind of a dig sentence at that point. Like, he screws it up that bag and she's like, give yourself a round of applause.
You know? Wow.
Up next, honey, Danny DeVito, honey, just popped up on a top 10 list that might surprise you. Details after the break.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, a company called Reboot has released its list of the sexiest bald men for 2024. And Prince William topped the list. Wow. But here's the interesting
part. What? Hold on. No, he did not.
Was this done in Britain?
Here's the interesting part, y'all. Someone new cracked the top 10. And it's Danny DeVito at number 6.
What list is this?
I don't know what in the hell list is this. So 4'10" Danny, who turns 80 this Sunday, beat out Vin Diesel, Samuel L. Jackson, and Stanley Tucci. And get this, the researchers also consider vocal attractiveness and the number of internet searches for the shirtless and naked images of the stars.
Is this a joke?
Gotta be.
No.
This has gotta be.
It gotta be. This has gotta be a joke.
I mean, some people find guys Danny DeVito's height attractive. You know, you can probably climb in there like a treehouse,
Prince,
you know?
William? So who's the sexiest bald man, Gary, to you in the whole world?
Kojak.
I think they gotta be living.
Oh, they gotta be living?
Who's the sexiest bald man alive?
Oh, alive? Is Mr. Clean still living?
Technically.
I mean, yeah, he's never died.
Yeah.
Okay, it is time for...
Didn't See Dish Coming!
Okay, Halloween is a long past, guys, but we've got an unusual ghost story for you. This is crazy. A woman named Paola Flores from Colombia said that she's been having sex with a spirit every night for 20 years.
Oh.
Which, I like the consistency. But she just broke up with her ghost lover, and wait until you hear why. She says when she finally saw him, he had fangs and the face of a gargoyle, so she dumped him.
Hmm.
Isn't cocaine the pollen of Colombia?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
How, okay, here's my thing, is like, the first time she had ghost sex, was it like scary? And then maybe a year, you know, sometime into it, her and the ghost have a relate. Like, well, how does it work? How do you start the ghost relationship?
Who are you asking?
I don't know.
Because we don't know.
But what is this celebrity said they was Bobby Brown was having sex with a ghost?
But that was also around the same time he was frying his chicken with cocaine.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess that's like when they make the weed dinners and they cook the weed in the food. I didn't know they could do it with cocaine.
That was his original recipe.
Wow. Extra crispy.
Wow. All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
Okay, according to a well-known sex therapist, young men are apprehensive about dating women their own age and would rather stay home and self-pleasure instead. Oh. Now, Dr. Tammy Nelson, who hosts the Trouble with Sex podcast, says that these guys think whether they do everything right on a date or everything wrong, either way, it's going to end up on social media and all their friends will know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But if you don't play for the Yankees for a little while, the human that you'll seek out is going to be beneath your standards because you're just trying to...
Female Danny DeVito.
That's right. Exactly.
Not the Penguins. Tanner and Gary, are y'all worried about people talking about y'all online after a date?
I don't have that problem. The type of people I mess with don't talk, so that's a good thing.
Oh.
They're so-so deaf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so-so deaf. That's right, honey. They don't talk, so...
Why? They just tweak?
No. Yeah. They tweak and go home, honey. Get your check and go.
Oh.
And they have to leave their phones at the door.
Leave it at the door, honey. But they wouldn't talk because they wouldn't want nobody to know they was with me.
They would, I don't know. I think they would want everyone to know they
were
with you.
Shouldn't you want somebody who's would want to, like, I don't know, like...
Be proud?
Yeah. Yeah. Carry you on their shoulders. Like, this is my man. You know what I'm saying?
Carry him on their shoulders?
Yeah, like with little legs dangling. Like, you're like, what are you
doing? Yeah, you want to be up on somebody's shoulders?
Nah. So up next, honey, Chelsea Handler, baby, is explaining something white people, that white people do. And Tanner, you might not like this detail, baby, after the break. Oh, damn, Tanner.
Here we go.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey,
guys, so we've had this conversation before, and it's very, very, oh my gosh, it's very, very controversial. Here we go.
Lord.
And now two more big names have officially weighed in on this very important topic, the issue. Why white people don't wash their legs in the shower? Take a look.
We talked about this. White girls don't wash their legs. I go, why do my legs need to be washed? They're covered all
it's
day.
It's very true.
It's not like my legs are going out without me.
It's very true.
And when I take a shower, all the soap from my shower comes down. Tiffany, I had this conversation with too.
So you feel like that's washing. You
that
feel like
is, that. It's not like my legs are out there gardening all day without me.
So bad.
Wash your legs.
No, I don't think so.
You wash your body, Chelsea. Your entire body. You don't pick and choose.
I have hot spots.
You just wash every part of your body to keep it refreshed and healthy looking. And Gary's looking at me crazy because he uses the same towel that he washes his behind and his face with.
Yeah, girl, it is a job bending them down, washing your
legs.
Well,
just put your leg up.
Yeah.
No, I don't wash. Like she said, that the damn soap, I don't wash my legs or my feet.
You gotta wash in between your toes because they'll get funky if you don't. Yeah. It had cheese in it.
When I get my pedicures done once a month, they do my feet.
That's the only time you wash in between your toes?
Yeah.
What are you? You're not paying these women enough. You're not paying them enough, Gary. I want to be ultra clear, and I mean this from the. I wash my legs every single time I get in the shower.
Really?
Yes.
Anybody got time for that? Legs and feet and all that stuff. And yes, Brad, the same towel I wash my butt, I wash my face. This is my. And that's part of my body.
This is why. What color
is your washcloth? Is it a white washcloth?
No, it's green. It's green, but I have a green one now.
So you can't even tell what's going on because of the color of your washcloth.
Yeah. Well, guess what? So I'm moving on, honey. So the other night, honey, I was enjoying one of my favorite shows, Pictionary, and I saw a very familiar face struggling to draw.
Oh.
But I'll let you guys see for yourself.
My gosh, things related to shopping.
Come on, you got this.
A clothes.
Evening right. gown.
Well
a
done.
A mirror.
Well done.
Dollar. Well a dollar done. Sale.
3 seconds.
Receipt.
Receipt is correct.
Tell me, explain what in the hell that was.
Right there. That doesn't look like a receipt to you.
Like a pretzel.
That's a receipt from Walgreens because they're longer.
They're long and they got all the little bits of writing on them. And you only got like 15 seconds.
Yeah, but I thought that was a damn pretzel. It don't look nothing like no receipt. Yeah.
But the money sign pointing at it.
Right, you should have drew a circle with a hole in it and a little taper coming out of it, kind of. You know
Brad,
what I'm
saying? Brad, that's already too hard. I couldn't draw that.
You know what I mean? A circle with another, okay, just forget it. Once they said it, now I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do the voiceover stuff and the announcer, like I tell people what they win, but I be just yelling at the top of my lungs, like, yo, how do you not know what that is?
I can't wait to see it. I want to see him.
It's out, I think.
They never tell me when it's coming on, and you do a great job, by the way.
Yeah, you do a good job.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Up next, see what happens when one man's concussion causes him to forget his ex was his ex.
Ooh.
That story after the break.
Oh, that's a lie.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
Now, if you believe what's meant to be will be, wait till you hear this. So, a man named Mitchell was dumped by his girlfriend, Jenna. And the very next day, he sustained a major concussion during a skiing accident.
No.
The concussion resulted in memory loss, which caused him to forget that he had just been dumped by Jenna. So, naturally, Jenna was confused when Mitchell called her to come pick him up from the hospital after breaking up with him. And Mitchell didn't stop there. He continued to insist on hanging out with Jenna after the accident.
Wow.
Now, Jenna said that his kindness after their breakup made her realize that she had made a mistake. So, she asked Mitchell if they get back together. She realized that he had no idea that they ever broke up. So 7 months later, Jenna and Mitchell said, I do.
Wow.
And the couple has been happily married now for 4 years.
Aww.
So low-key, this concussion actually saved his relationship, or at least rebooted him to where he acted better.
Yeah, yeah. The reboot. I love this story. What a fun story.
I know, right?
I wish my friend would have a concussion.
And forget that, y'all Wait, broke up.
Did you break up with him?
Well, it was mutual.
It was mutual? Why'd y'all break up?
Because.
So you want him to forget about all that and come
just
on
forget
back?
About it. Yeah, just leave the past
behind. Why don't you just make a call then, Gary?
Text him and say, my bad, bro.
What'd you do?
If you weren't wrong.
You cheated?
I don't like the word cheating, honey.
Yes, you did.
You sampled?
Thank you. I'd rather sample.
you took the Costco's route.
Sample, huh?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.